This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to kick off our show today, as we do most Fridays, with a live look at what's going on in the world of business and economics called the Weekly Wrap. Joining me are Lee Gallagher of Fortune Magazine and Felix Salmon of Reuters. Hi, guys.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
All right, so I'm going to start with Lee because she is sitting here with me like an A student, all prepared. And I want to start with the stock market, which went, you know, up 15-year highs in 2013. Lee, look out into 2014 and tell us where we're going. It feels like we can't ride this train forever, but can it go a little higher?
Sure. Well, it can. It was a huge rocket this year. I mean, it just started and it started to go up and it just kept going up and it didn't stop. And if you think back, even the real estate boom years of the early 2000s, we blew that in the dust. So can it repeat that? Definitely not. But the consensus seems to be that the stock market will continue to rise. A lot of analysts are predicting in the 5 to 6% range. But I think one thing that has been totally absent in this past year has been volatility. We forgot what it's like to be jerked around so much. 3% gains, 3% drops. It just was gone this past year. So I think we'll see a little bit more of that.
All right, Mr. Gloom and Doom, I know you don't want to talk about the equity market. So I want to
I can talk about the equity market. I can tell you one thing. Stocks are very expensive on a nominal basis. The indices are really high. But the price-earnings ratio, the ratios are in normal territories. And what that is telling us is that American companies are making enormous amounts of money. A much bigger proportion of the total economy is corporate profits than we've ever seen before. And so the big question for 2014 is labor or workers going to get back some of those profits, in which case earnings are going to go down and the stock market will probably go down too, or are companies going to continue to be able to make these insane profits, in which case the stock market is looking perfectly well priced right now?
Well, then you've given me a great segue into my sort of favorite topic of this split between company profits and people. And one of those is where we see real estate going, because one of the places where you can see that is in mortgage rates and where real people often feel how economics sort of fizzles into their life. We've seen mortgage rates come up a little bit since the Federal Reserve started announcing its taper. So how do normal families start to see that? Does that mean that they start to see their wealth, their ability to refinance, to get some equity out of their homes, erode a little bit, Felix, and then to Lee?
The only way for equity in homes to erode is if house prices start falling again. And I don't see house prices starting to fall. What I do see is what I call a reversion to normal, where you have normal mortgage rates instead of insanely, impossibly, unsustainably low ones, where you have normal housing prices instead of crazy, bubblicious ones. And I think the important thing to remember here is that it's not actually a good thing, necessarily, from an economic perspective, for house prices to be going up a lot and for people to have lots of equity in their homes. We want houses to be affordable. We want people who don't own houses to be able to buy houses. And if house prices just go out of reach again, as they did 7 or 8 years ago, that's not actually good for the country.
I agree with that. I think we're going to see the housing market normalize. And yes, rates are going to tick up. That means it might be a little bit harder and it might cost a little bit more money for the average person to buy a house. But I think we're going to see more trading up buyers, more families and people that already own trading up, maybe less so the first time buyers. But I do think what the other thing that means is that you might see less of the quick investor buy-in of the housing market. So that will be better for everybody, I think. And I think overall, the supply and demand is going to be a little bit more in balance, which means overall, the housing market will have an easier time to recover.
Lee Gallagher and Felix Salmon, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks, Lizzie.